Traders remain very plugged into the electric vehicle space, especially all things Rivian, Lucid, and Tesla. And Julie, I am starting to get blown away by this move in Rivian. You're seeing the shares up 10% in the pre-market. When we came into our morning meeting this morning, the stock was up about 5% here, so accelerating here. And now at its current pre-market price, you're looking at a double compared to the IPO pricing last week. The IPO priced at $78. And really, since that IPO, Rivian has been the top, within the top three trending tickers on the Yahoo Finance platform every single day. So there continues to be a lot of enthusiasm with Rivian. It's unclear if we see this bubble pop anytime soon. But look, we're seeing a very strong pre-market move here in Rivian. Also seeing a similar move at a Lucid here this morning as well, another EV player here. And they actually had some news to support this. They came out last night, said they had more than 17,000 reservations for their Air sedan, up from 13,000 in the third quarter here. They said that represents an order backlog of $1.3 billion. So Lucid flexing, as I would say, Julie, that they are a real business. They're not like a Nikola or a Lordstown. And they could have some really strong results in the next half of the year.
Yeah, the question is whether the prices for either of these companies would even justify, even if there were strong results, right? Like, we were having the discussion when Rivian came out and started trading, is this company appropriately valued? And then it went up another 50 bucks or whatever, you know? So that discussion, I think, is not going to go away.
Yeah, no, this move in Rivian, I'm having flashbacks to when Beyond Meat went public a couple of years ago. The stock essentially went up in a straight line. And then it just popped. And I think Rivian's going to have to really manage this somehow. Unclear how they do that, but you can't have your stock going up every single day on no news. It will catch up to you.
Yes. Maybe people are doing a sort of long Lucid and Rivian trade, a short Tesla trade right now. That's what it feels like. We are seeing Tesla shares pull back again this morning. A couple of things to watch here. First of all, Elon Musk continues to sell off some shares here. So yesterday he sold about 934,000 shares, excuse me, for about $930 million. He's still a far cry from selling off 10% of his shares, as he talked about in that Twitter poll. And after yesterday, as we talked about over the weekend, he sort of insulted Bernie Sanders, had to do with taxes. But the other story that's really interesting here this morning is that JP Morgan is suing Tesla. And this has to do with warrants and a deal between Tesla and JP Morgan. Now, warrants are effectively an agreement, the right to purchase a company stock at a specific price at a specific date. And JP Morgan had these warrants, and it adjusted the strike price based on a couple events, namely, all the way back when Elon Musk had said he was taking the company private at $420 a share, funding secured, and then when he actually did not do that. So JP Morgan adjusted the strike price for the warrants following those two events. Now JP Morgan is saying that Tesla is not honoring that adjustment and is seeking a $162 million payment related to those stock warrant transactions. The warrants were originally sold to Tesla in 2014, and then the modifications were made in August 2018. So this now has followed the expiration of those warrants. It's a little wonky, a little in the weeds, but to me, the bottom line when it comes to this is there has been this controversy over the years over Elon Musk's tweets. He obviously was slapped by the SEC regarding them, and this is yet another example of when his sort of lack of control on Twitter has real consequences potentially for the company. Even though that was a while ago, you could argue things have changed. I think that the Bernie Sanders tweet shows that they haven't. I don't know that that was lawyered, right? His Bernie Sanders insult, but in any case,
sure wasn't.
it just shows that there's a potential risk there that one has to think about as a Tesla investor.
Yeah, and part of that blowback, Julie, if I have my numbers correct, I think Tesla shares are now approaching bear market territory, or 20% lower from their most recent high, in large part because of these stock sales, Musk's various musing on Twitter. So the market is speaking loud and clear here that it remains concerned about not necessarily the fundamentals of Tesla, just on how that the stock's multiple may shake out as these stock sales come to market and Musk does what he does. And also, look at all this competition we've seen from Lucid and all of these the other EV makers. That could impact some of the fundamentals of Tesla next year.